Deus in adjutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
O loving Maker, hear the prayers we raise to you with sighs and tears. As we observe these 40 days with holy fast and abstinence, you search all the hearts with loving care and know the weakness of our powers. Show mercy, Lord, forgive the sins of those who turn to seek your grace. Though we in truth have greatly sinned, yet spare us who confess our guilt. Restore and heal our ailing souls for praise and honor of your name. Grant us through corporal abstinence to learn and practice self-control, that inwardly with sober mind we fast from every stain of sin. Grant us, O blessed Trinity, O undivided unity, to see this service of our fast bring forth your fruit within our hearts. Amen. Lord, all-powerful King, free us for the sake of your name. Give us time to turn from our sins. The Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right. Your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, all-powerful King, free us for the sake of your name. Give us time to turn from our sins. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. I will thank the Lord with all my heart in the meeting of the just and their assembly. Great are the works of the Lord, to be pondered by all who love them. Majestic and glorious his work, his justice stands firm forever. He makes us remember his wonders. The Lord is compassion and love. He gives food to those who fear him, keeps his covenant ever in mind. He has shown his might to his people by giving them the lands of the nations. His works are justice and truth, his precepts are all of them sure, standing firm forever and ever. They are made in uprightness and truth. He has sent deliverance to his people and established his covenant forever. Holy his name, to be feared. To fear the Lord is the first stage of wisdom. All who do so prove themselves wise. His praise shall last forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the Lamb without blemish. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. Christ suffered for you and left you an example to have you follow in his footsteps. He did no wrong. No deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he was made to suffer, he did not counter with threats. Instead, he delivered himself up to the one who judges justly. In his own body, he brought your sins to the cross, so that all of us dead to sin could live in accord with God's will. By his wounds you were healed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the torments he endured. While all the runners in the stadium take part in the race, the award goes to one man. In that case, run so as to win. Athletes deny themselves all sorts of things. They do this to win a crown of leaves that withers, but we a crown that is imperishable. Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Christ Jesus, hear our humble petitions.
For we have sinned against you.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Listen to us, O Lord, and have mercy, for we have sinned against you.
Peccata mea Domine, sicut sagitte infixa sunt in me, sed ante quam vulnera generent in me, sana me Domine, medicamento penitentiae Deus. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile sue, et caenum ex hoc beatam et dicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi mania qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordieus a progenie in progenies dimensibus eo, fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cortis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae, sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Peccata mea Domine, sicut sagitte infixa sunt in me, sed antequam vulnera generent in me, sana me Domine. Medicamento penitentiae Deus. All praise to God the Father, who brought his chosen people to rebirth from imperishable seed through his eternal word. Let us ask him as his children.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
God of mercy, hear the prayers we offer for all your people. May they hunger for your word more than for bodily food.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Give us a sincere and active love for our own nation and for all mankind. May we work always to build a world of peace and goodness.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
Look with love on all to be reborn in baptism, that they may be living stones in your temple of the Spirit.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
You moved Nineveh to repentance by the preaching of Jonah. In your mercy, touch the hearts of sinners by the preaching of your word.
Lord, be gracious to your people.
May the dying go in hope to meet Christ, their judge. May they rejoice forever in the vision of your glory.
Lord, be gracious to your people. Pater noster, qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in celo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris,
et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.